Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think the passing game is a fatal flaw right now. And I just think from a personnel standpoint, they are simply not good enough, period. And I know they have Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen is awesome. I think Josh Allen is, you're starting to feel the weight of the situation on his shoulders because there is just not a lot of answers with this, with what's going on here right now. And I get it. Bills offense is one of the best rushing teams in the league when they're on. That's great, but that can't be the identity of the offense because their defense isn't good enough for them to be this mauling run first team.
Mm-hmm. Matt Harmon, reception perception, excellent passing game and receiver analyst. Been a guest many, many times on the shows. Glad to have you with us this afternoon. Mike Shope has the day off today. Nate Geary is sitting in for him. I am the Bulldog. Eric Wood will join us, rescheduled from Monday. That's coming up at 4. We'll touch base with Sal at 5 on the lengthy but maybe improving injury report. I don't know. There's a lot of names, only a couple of DNPs, quite a few limiteds, but some guys did return. Anyway, we'll run all over that, when Sal gets in. You know, trust issues. You heard Matt Harmon say it there. You mentioned it. I've talked about it. Like I think, you know, it is one of the, I think, ways that we might not even intentionally be excusing Allen's misses when he does miss is because, well, you know, he doesn't, why'd he bail out on the clean pocket? Because he doesn't trust what's happening down the field. I don't think it's so much he doesn't trust the guys in front of him. It's just like, I'm going to stand here for too long waiting for someone to break open, so I better get out of here, right? And then maybe someone will extemporaneously, off script, break open, and that'll be our play, and that's that. But trust, I think, like Joe Brady sitting down with Allen and going over this stuff and telling him to trust what he sees feels a little bit to me like a pitching coach going out to the mound to tell the pitcher to relax.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, man.
Just breathe. Just relax. It's not that big a deal. Just like you do in practice, right? But like your adrenaline's going, and you're just like, relax. I can't relax. Right. I'm not saying that is specifically Allen, but I think when the guy that is the most important piece of the equation, the guy with the ball in his hands, is having trust issues, I think it's a very difficult thing. It's easy to say, well, just trust it.
Yeah.
But to me, that's the point. It's just like saying, well, relax. What happens when someone tells you to relax when you're really upset? You usually get more upset.
Yeah.
So I don't know like how they reel this all back in. But trust issues, I think, are a big deal.
So listening to Matt Harmon, first of all, he's fantastic. I'll listen to that dude for forever, right? He said a couple of things there I think were important. The first one being, well, what I'm going to take from that is I think there's a lot of pressure on. I think the pressure of winning a Super Bowl and their inability to get there, right, wrong, indifferent, has been more on Josh Allen than on Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean. And I would think in most franchises, you look at the head coach and you look at the general manager, and they're the ones that typically bear the pressure of an organization winning a Super Bowl. They have more control. But because of how good Josh is and how little he's been able to get to the place that players, his peers that are as good as him, mm-hmm. have gotten to, I think there's a inherent pressure on Josh that it's almost you're starting to see the cracks of,
yeah.
I need to do this, and if I need to drag these guys along, I'll do it. But the thing that Harmon said that I don't think it's talked about enough is their desire to be this run-first football team and how it really does not jive with what they have going defensively. And you might say, well, Nate, that doesn't make sense. Don't you want to possess the ball, score, and try to keep the ball away from opposing offenses because you don't trust your defense? Where I think the Bills are in this complimentary, everyone eats, this whole sort of mindset they have is, I'll say this about Ken Dorsey, whom I wanted fired. Ken Dorsey wanted to put 100 on you every game. And if it meant they were going to throw the ball 60 times, they're going to throw the ball 60 times because they're trying to hang 100. Mm-hmm. I get the sense this offense is not built like that. Their mindset is not, we're going to go score more points than you. It is, we want to possess the football. We want to, and I've heard you say a lot, which is like, it shrinks your margin for error.
Sure.
Because yeah. you're possessing the ball a long time. You have less possessions. You have less opportunities to score. And I sometimes feel like I watch this offense and I say to myself,
and more opportunities to take a penalty.
Yeah,
have
right.
A set, more, whatever. It's a yes. negative. Whatever.
Correct. Yeah. And I the more I watch this offense, the more I just get this sense. It's like they don't want to be the team that scores on you. They want to be the team that is physical and downhill and takes what the defense like, and that's fine. But like, I want to feel like they want to score more points than the other team, not out-strategize the other team. I don't think they're strong enough strategically to do that week in and week out.
Yeah.
I just don't think they are.
I think this point about Allen maybe feeling the pressure, I think the perception out here is he has to overcome the obstacles that have maybe in some cases we perceive that have been put in his way from inside, like that. He has to overcome McDermott in some way. He has to overcome the roster and the lack of talent at receiver, and that is a lot to carry. I don't necessarily agree across the board that is the case,
right?
But I think that's the perception,
yep.
And from the perception comes the pressure, and so whatever the reality is, that might be the pressure point is that he is carrying more of that than he probably should. I think in some cases. 803-0550 is the number. Let's fire it up. Chris, you're first up this segment. You're on WGR. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me on. My opinion is not coming from a sophisticated viewer, but my observation is that Josh is not able to get himself into a rhythm or a tempo because they run the ball on first down, and he's finding himself in a situation where he has to throw on third down. The receivers aren't getting enough attempts to catch, and it would be interesting to see if Josh might feel a little less pressure throwing on first down than throwing third and long all the time.
Well, I think that's a good observation. I listened to Joe Brady, his Monday evening meeting with the media, and one of the points that he made more than one time, like it might have been just one answer, but he might have said two or three times within the answer about like looking at the game, like what would you have done differently, like what tripped you up, and he talked about passing against Miami earlier in like first down,
yep.
because of what Miami, like you referenced already, what they were doing, how they were playing.
31st, by the way, 31st yeah. in the league in neutral pass rate on first down.
Right.
Meaning they run the ball more than 30 other teams on first down.
Right. And isn't there a tendency under center versus shotgun.
Yep. And
horribly predictable.
And the other part of it,
like,
too,
it's
is
in the 80s, right? Yes. Like, you're running from under center 80% of the time.
And you're throwing from shotgun. And they talked about it on the broadcast.
It's 2025.
Bulldog, like, they talked about it on the broadcast.
What are we doing?
I think it was it Charles Davis? Is that who had the gal? Is that calling the game?
Yeah, it was right? Okay. Ian McCourty and
he was talking about
Andrew Catalan. Yeah.
86. Kincaid runs on the field. They're going to throw the football.
Right.
When he goes off the field, they're going to run the football. And, like, these are things. And when they run their tight bunch set with Khalil Shakir on the far receiver, on the, they're going to run the screen, the tunnel screen. So if we're all watching this,
right,
guys who watch casual all 22 so that we can get on the radio for 4 hours and, you know, be knowledgeable about what we're talking about, imagine whose job it is to watch film for 60 hours a week is picking up on those tendencies.
It doesn't sound like that hard of a code to crack.
No.
Some of that.
It's not the Da Vinci Code.
Rudimentary stuff. Like the dude who has always called us to say, I know what play they're going to run,
right,
is really having a year.
Oh yeah, like I coach my kids' little league football team.
Right, right.
You know,
they're right more.
They are,
more,
yeah. They're having a year.
Thank you for the call, Chris. Eric is next up. Hi, Eric. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, what's good, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I'm having a hard time. You know, I don't profess to be a front office person or anything like that. Nor am I a sports psychologist, so I don't want to speculate how Josh is feeling, but it just seems like I have a hard time, like, being a fly in that room where the powers that be decided that this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
His roster was good enough. Like, that conversation actually happened, that they decided that, okay, we can just move forward in this way. Now, not everything is going to work out as fans would like it to work out, but in my opinion, I kind of feel like the shelf life of Brandon Bean and Coach McDermott has been officially reached. And I'm curious on your opinion.
Thank you, Eric. I feel more than I ever have that those two, McDermott and Bean, have been drifting apart. I don't have it all written down, but there have been, Mike referenced it earlier this week, a few weeks ago, maybe it was maybe before the bye, during the bye, after the care, I don't know, that McDermott talking about two-dimensional offense and what he wants from the passing game sounded to me like a coach trying to make it known, like,
I need a receiver.
I am not okay with the way this roster is put together.
Yeah.
Right? He's never going to directly
of course
say
not.
That. But there, to me, he sounds to me like he is. I hope I'm not getting too tinfoil hat here, okay? But he sounds to me like he's starting to leave crumbs that he wants you to pick up on.
Yeah.
They're like, I never said. It was when somebody said, we know you love to run.
Yes.
He said, I never said that. I want to be able to run, but I also want to be able to pass. And like that clarification to me was really loud. I just thought for him to want to make sure that my name is not on attached. Love to run, right? It's to me recognition that he knows what's going on out here and maybe knows how he's perceived and is trying to sort of, I'm more over here actually. And I think this past week with the deadline coming and going and them being attached to Jalen Waddle and Olave and Brian Thomas Jr. and whatever else, and it not getting done, I feel like Bean could be in trouble.
I don't disagree. I also want to make a point.
He failed to do what needed to be done last week.
I would agree. And I think there's something to likely be said about the results of last season lying a little bit. And what I mean by that is last year was supposed to be the step back. And I think they overperformed compared to what their skill level was, both offensively and defensively. It's a bad defense last year. And they knew it, and they put all of their resources into it because on the station, right, famously. And now, what did the thing about that whole Jeremy and Bean thing was? My immediate reaction was he just very much unnecessarily put a giant target on his back.
Bingo.
And now, today, first things first, what they're playing the sound back on Mina Kimes' podcast yesterday, Justice for Jeremy and Joe. And now that little target that didn't have to, you did not have to put that on yourself.
Nope.
It is now giant.
Yep.
And your own words are being thrown back in your face.
Yep.
And a little of that is, I think, why the breadcrumbs of the, we tried really hard to go after divisional opponents, which I've got problems with in itself. It was unnecessary.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think if they spin out from here, which, you know, I can't believe I'm even saying it, but it's possible. If they don't recover here, I think the target is on him.
Yeah, I would agree.
I really do. Thank you for the call. Thank you for bringing that up. 803-0550 is the number. We'll take a quick break. More calls. Eric Wood coming up in about 20 minutes, more like 15 actually, looking at the clock. He's Nate Geary in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount+.